You're listening to the audio production of A March Bride by Rachel Houck, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
King Nathaniel II and American Susanna Truett engaged. King Nathaniel, I'm marrying the love of my life. Brighton Kingdom, The Liberty Press, 2nd of June. King Nathaniel will achieve what few of his ancestors have been able to, the right to marry the love of his life, American Susanna Truett. Less than a day after he convinced Parliament to amend the Marriage Act of 1792 forbidding marriage between foreigners and royals in line to the throne, he winged his way to St. Simon's Island, Georgia, and proposed. Was it romantic? According to Truett, very. He strung white lights from this old, old oak tree, got down on one knee, and even produced fake snow. Truett blushed as she glanced at King Nathaniel. I told him I wouldn't fall in love again until it snowed in Georgia. She never stipulated it must be real snow, the king said, his arm around his bride-to-be as they sat in the crown room of the king's office, fielding questions from select reporters. The king never intended to fall in love 18 months ago while on holiday in southern Georgia. But God, he said, had other things in mind. Truett, a landscape architect, designed the king's American cottage garden. While she presented garden ideas, romance bloomed. I just ended a long relationship where I thought marriage was the end game, Truett said. But instead of proposing, my boyfriend broke up with me. That very same day, a year and a half ago, I met Nathaniel under this ancient tree, Lover's Oak. The king proposed under the same tree. The newly engaged couple plan a March wedding. Susanna needs time to adjust to Brighton as well as royal life. It's very different from slinging barbecue in my